This is Dr. Van Morgan for Monitor. One of the functions of this program, as you know, is to keep you informed, which we shall attempt to do for the remainder of the afternoon and evening, and which I think we do remarkably well. Another of our functions is entertainment, which, in light of present circumstances, is difficult. However, we'll attempt that, too, from Peggy Lee, a brand new song. Results are in from this year's Mobile Economy Run. And for the second year in a row, the United States Auto Club certifies that Barracuda is the winner of Class B. Over a cross-country distance of more than 2,200 miles, Plymouth's family sports car beat out all compact V8 entries with an average of 20.01 miles per gallon. And that was at an average speed of more than 55 miles an hour. What's more, a 68 Chrysler New Yorker has just taken first in Class G for luxury cars. The New Yorker's average was 17.1 miles per gallon, again at a speed of more than 55 miles per hour. That Chrysler was no stripped-down version either. It had a 440 cubic foot engine, automatic transmission, air conditioning, power steering, and brakes. If you want an economical car, and who doesn't, see your Chrysler Plymouth dealer. Next, Renews It presents Monitor Comedy Time with Mike Nichols and Elaine May. Mike and Elaine will be along in just 1 minute after this word. If you were a cat, you'd be purring about the news announcing the 1968 All-American Glamour Kitty Contest, sponsored by Kitty Pan, America's most popular cat litter. 36 regional winners selected from every part of the country will receive appropriate recognition and prizes. All will be eligible to be crowned the All-American Glamour Kitty. 6 finalists selected by the judges will fly in luxurious comfort aboard Eastern Airlines to attend an exciting 7-day, expense-paid pageant vacation at the fabulous Hotel Fontainebleau in Miami Beach. You and your cat will become celebrities of the feline world. The lucky pageant winner will be crowned with a jeweled tiara and mink-trimmed cape designed by Morris Goodman and Associates of New York. No pedigree required to enter. fill out the official entry blank found in specially marked bags of Kitty Pan cat litter, on sale in supermarkets and wherever pet supplies are sold. Decisions of the judges will be final. Contest ends April 29th, void where taxed or prohibited. And here they are, Nichols and May.
Hello.
Hello, Arthur. This is your mother. Do you remember me?
Mom, hi. I was just going to call you. Is that a funny
Arthur,
thing? You know that I had my hand
Arthur,
on the phone to call.
Arthur, you were supposed to call me last Friday.
Mother, darling, I just didn't have a second, and
you
I could cut my throat.
Second.
I was so busy.
Arthur, I sat by that phone all day Friday.
Just work, and
all
darling,
day Friday night.
I kept thinking, I got to call Mom.
All day Saturday.
Oh, listen, believe
all
me.
All day Sunday. Father said to me, Phyllis, eat something, your face.
Darling,
I said, no, Harold, no. I don't want my mouth to be full when my son calls.
Mom.
You never call.
Mother, I was sending up Vanguard. I didn't have a second.
Well, it's always something, isn't it?
Okay, honey, tell me how you are. How are you?
I'm sick. And yeah. I went to the doctor.
Yeah.
He told me right out. He said, who are you fooling?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
You are a very nervous, very high-strung woman.
Yeah.
And you cannot stand the slightest aggravation.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
That's a doctor,
yeah.
I know that.
Yeah, of course.
You see, doctor, I have this son. It's the truth. The boy is not lying. He is. He's very busy. You see, doctor, he's too busy to pick up a phone and call his mother.
Honey, listen, Mom.
I said that to him. That man turned pale.
Right, here, Mom.
I have been a doctor for 35 years,
right.
And I've never heard of a son too busy to call his mother.
Right, Mom, dear,
that's
listen,
that's just what he said to me, Arthur.
I know, honey,
And that man is a doctor.
Mom, Mother, please, dear. Will you just tell me, what did the doctor say?
Someday, Arthur,
Mom.
You'll get married.
Mom.
And you'll have children of your own.
Mom.
And honey, when you do, I only pray that they make you suffer the way you're making. That's all I pray, Arthur. That's a mother's prayer.
Okay, Mom, thanks for calling.
Mike Nichols and Elaine May on Monitor Comedy Time. Here's good news for cat owners and their cats. Are you listening, cats? It's super-activated Kitty Pan cat litter. Super-activated to make it lighter, more absorbent. Super-activated to eliminate dust, provide greater deodorizing power. You'll find super-activated Kitty Pan cat litter in 4, 10, and 20-pound bags in supermarkets and wherever pet products are sold. Be sure to enter your cat in Kitty Pan's fabulous 1968 All-American Glamour Kitty Contest. Full details and entry blanks can be found inside every specially marked bag of Kitty Pan, America's number one cat litter. And here comes a lady with a colorful note for Easter.
This is Polly Paz with a tip about dyeing Easter eggs. For multicolor eggs, drop a teaspoonful of cooking oil in a half cup of egg dye. Roll or spin a dry egg in this solution. Remove the egg and pat it dry. Repeat this with other colors. For the best effects, start with orange or yellow. Then dip the egg in darker solutions fixed the same way. I'll be back with more tips later.
You are listening to the easiest way yet to mow your lawn. The all-new Cadet 60 riding mower, built as only International Harvester could build it. With instant forward and reverse control that lets you change direction without shifting. With a full-size steering wheel that lets you maneuver in the tightest places with ease. And a control that lets you change cutting height right from the seat. Cadet 60 is built stronger, tougher, with a full-length channel steel frame and a strong, sleek fiberglass body. plus a 6-horsepower engine to climb steep slopes and slice a 32-inch cut through tough grass. This is the all-new Cadet 60 riding mower, built as only International Harvester could build it. The easiest way yet for you or your family to mow the lawn. Get a demonstration ride soon at your International dealer. He's in the yellow pages under lawnmowers or tractors.
Now a Monitor News special. We switch to NBC News correspondent Russ Ward in Washington.
The Vietnam talks at the White House have just ended. President Johnson and General William C. Westmoreland, U.S. commander in Vietnam, emerged from the White House minutes ago to speak to newsmen. First, the president.
The past 2 days, General Westmoreland has been here in Washington conferring with me and my senior advisors and briefing us on the military situation in South Vietnam and exploring personnel and other matters that we desired to take up with him. He has spent the lunch hour and this afternoon with Secretary Rusk since the Secretary returned from visit to the Pacific area. General Westmoreland is leaving shortly to return to South Vietnam and will stop over at my request in California to brief General Eisenhower on the matters that we discussed here.
General Westmoreland also had a brief statement, one full of optimism on the way things are going in Vietnam. Here a portion of General Westmoreland's remarks.
I discussed the military situation in South Vietnam, the status of enemy forces, the performance of the Vietnamese military, mobilization and modernization of the Vietnamese armed forces, and current and future military operations and plans. I told the commander-in-chief that, despite the initial psychological impact of the enemy's Tet offensive, the enemy failed to achieve a public uprising by the people of South Vietnam to bring about the defeat of the armed forces of Vietnam and to achieve his military objectives. The Vietnamese government is proceeding rapidly to increase the strength of its armed forces by 135,000 men. An assessment of the performance of the Vietnamese armed forces during the past several months reveals that, in general, they fought bravely and well.
General Westmoreland, following 2 days of talks with the president and other top U.S. officials at the White House. It was revealed last night the president has suggested to North Vietnam that preliminary talks be held in Geneva with Special Ambassador W. Averill Harriman representing the United States. That suggestion was relayed to Hanoi on Wednesday. As of last night, there had been no formal reply from North Vietnam. This is Russ Ward, NBC News, Washington.
Stay tuned to monitor for all the late-breaking news developments. In one moment, a report on the renewed NCAA-AAU feud. Monitor Sports is brought to you by Ford. See the light. The switch is on to Ford.
You think you're right, and then you see the light. A better idea from Ford. Those better ideas from Ford. See the light, see the light, see the light.
See the light. Get behind the wheel of Torino, Success Car 68, street version of the specially modified cars that ran away with the grueling Riverside 500. Torino's the hottest performing, hottest selling new intermediate on the market today. And to top it off, Torino has just been named pace car for the Indianapolis 500. Check Torino at your Ford dealers now, and you'll see why the switch is on to Ford.
Those better ideas from Ford.
The NCAA and its puppet, the United States Track and Field Federation, this week rejected the recommendations of a special arbitration panel set up to make peace in the long, bitter NCAA-AAU feud. The United States Track and Field Federation also asked the Justice Department to begin an immediate antitrust investigation of the AAU and made it clear that it will go to court if the government doesn't. All of this came as a surprise to Senator Warren Magnuson of Washington, head of the Senate Commerce Committee, which backed the arbitration board in its findings. A report from Joe Pellegrino.
Senator Magnuson, what is your reaction to the NCAA and the U.S. Track and Field Federation rejection of the Senate compromise?
Well, of course, we in the Commerce Committee, after spending not months but years on this, what I consider to be a almost childish dispute, which affects the athletes very seriously, and with the Olympic Games coming up, we were very disappointed that after not only the committee working on this for a long, long time, but a very fine arbitration board coming out what we thought was a very just settlement of this matter, to have the NCAA and the U.S. Track and Field Federation object the award.
Well, where do you go from here now? What can the Senate do?
Well, I expect to call as soon as possible a meeting of the committee. There are several, not several, there are three or four bills in the committee which would make this arbitration mandatory. And we have, generally speaking, committee has fairly, they're quite in agreement, let's say, that we should take the arbitration board's award and build around it a piece of legislation.
The NCAA said that if you did this, that they were legally counseled that this would be unconstitutional. Do you agree with that?
Well, I doubt that because I think we have the constitutional authority to make any pass any type of legislation that might make this mandatory, because it deals not only in matters in interstate commerce, but it deals with the net result of the Olympic Games, and the Olympic Committee that run the Games is a charter of Congress.
Senator, one last question. Do you think possibly that this may have to go to the courts, which has been threatened by the NCAA?
Well, I don't know how strong their threat is, but if they want to go to court, they can, I guess.
Well, again, Senator, thank you very much for being with us. Joe Pellegrino for Monitor Sports.
Now a word about Union Oil. When you specify a motor oil for your car, don't stop short of insisting on the finest. Get Super Royal Triton, the amazing purple motor oil, at your garage, service station, or auto supply store. Super Royal Triton is so good, it exceeds all car manufacturers' recommendations for motor oil. It contains a special detergent that cleans your engine as you drive. Dirt is suspended in the oil and kept from causing undue engine wear. Insist on the motor oil that goes Detroit one better. Super Royal Triton from the Union Oil Company of California. Your spot for sports every weekend, Monitor.
In my math class, I could figure to the fraction, but with the boys, I just didn't add up right. After class, I was the fella's first subtraction, until I summed things up and switched to Ultra Bright. Ultra Bright entered my life. Wow! Ultra Bright changed my whole life. Now, my dates have been totaling up to 2 and 3 a night. The compliments keep multiplying up and out of sight. Loneliness is zero. Believe me, it's for real. Ultra Bright gives your mom sex appeal.
Ultra Bright toothpaste. The kickiest taste. The freshest breath. The brightest teeth. That's sex appeal.
Ultra Bright toothpaste, a taste you can really feel. Ultra Bright gives your mouth sex appeal.
After Ultra Bright, everything else is just toothpaste.
Thank you.
King Richard's Flugel Nights, Feeling Good. H. Morgan from Monitor Coast to Coast on NBC stations. Large areas of Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Wisconsin hear us on WMAQ Chicago.
Don't go away, there's more to come. More to interest everyone. Just stay tuned, we'll be back soon with more.